Amen. We thank everyone this afternoon for joining us for Sunday Through Sunday at Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. We thank you for this time of fellowship as we go forth in the Word of God today, breaking bread together, just growing closer to Him.
Amen.
Strengthening our relationship with Him. Our lesson comes out of the Union Gospel Press adult Sunday school lesson, and we are in week 6, and then October the 9th. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for this being the second Sunday of Clergy Appreciation Month. We thank the Lord for our apostle.
Amen.
The shepherd of this house. We just thank Him for the Lord blessing us with a woman of God that is real about living this thing. Amen. Living,
amen.
Not speaking it, but living it. Amen.
Amen.
Walking in holiness, living holiness, declaring holiness,
amen.
Faithful to the kingdom. And in this, the day and time that we live in, that is very, very important. Amen. So
amen.
We just thank the Lord this morning. I'm going to release I'm your host, Prophetess Maggie. I'm going to release the line to Mother Roberts as she leads us in prayer this morning, and we will go forth in our Sunday school recap from last week.
Amen. Father, we pray that you will stay focused, that we will stay focused today, God. We pray that you will constantly remind us to be content in all your circumstances. We pray that you will fill us up, that we may be joyful with all the days, even if stress creep in our lives. We know that through our contentment, you will be glorified. Lord, we just want to thank you today for honoring. We honor you, God, and we thank you for our host, Prophetess Maggie, for everyone that's on the line today, God. As she go forth to teach us, God, let us get something out of the lesson that can glorify you. In your son Jesus' name, remember our pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, and her husband, Deacon Francis. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord for the prayer. Amen. We're going to just quickly recap what we have been studying for the last couple of weeks, and it's just this lesson in this series on obedience is something that the flesh needs, amen?
Yes.
Amen.
To keep it crucified, amen, that we will be led by the Spirit of God, and so what other way but to be taught about obedience and strictly from the Word of God, not as adding or taking away from it, but straight from the Word, the unadulterated Word of truth. And
amen.
That obedience is to hear and trust and to submit and to surrender to love God and His Word so that we may live. Amen. And we thank God for that. That we are hearing and respectfully giving attention to Him.
Yes.
And positioning ourselves in His authority to yield and to submit to His power. Amen. Because we have no power. We have no, our strength, our human strength cannot be compared to Him at all. Amen.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for us learning about the covenant, coming into an agreement with Him, coming into alignment with Him, breaking down the gap where mankind has fallen short, bridging that gap with coming in alignment with our Father and knowing the weight of this thing.
Yes.
That it carries a weight and honor to say that we are in covenant. We are in a relationship with the sovereign God, with the God of Israel, Yahweh, the God that is the God of existence.
Yes.
That thing is heavy. that word was was used in this lesson that we are going to go forth in this week, and knowing that He did not leave us alone. We are not left alone, but we are claimed, and that is by God. And so we're in a good place.
Yes.
If you ever talk to the apostle, she'll say that when she knows that the Lord is dealing with you or you've been in the presence of God, she'll say you're in a good place, and we are all in a good place because we are claimed by our Father. We are claimed by the God of Israel, Yahweh, Jehovah, and that's a good place to be. Amen. And so this week we're going to talk about the tabernacle, obedience in building the tabernacle. And I really like how this the author breaks down obedience and with Moses, and because it can be a little complex, but how he or she breaks the word down, how this company breaks the word down, and it makes it simple and plain, and how we are applying it from that many centuries ago to our daily life now.
Amen.
And how we are to keep the things of God holy, how we are to understand the weight of this thing, how we understand when we come into His presence what it actually means. And so the Word of God comes from Exodus, the 40th chapter this week. It starts at verse 16. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Johnson can read verses 16 through 21. And Mother Roberts, if you can read 29 through 38.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus 40, 16. Through what?
21.
21, okay. Thus did Moses, according to all the Lord commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. And when Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars, and he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves on the ark and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the covering and covered the ark of the testimony as the Lord commanded Moses.
And he put the ark, the altar of burnt offering, by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and offer upon it the burnt offering and the meat offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journey. Thank God for the reading of the word.
Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for the word. Amen.
Amen.
There was some, and I'll just go ahead and finish verses 29 through 30. Yes, that was everything. There was some detail in this. It describes how he assembled and he began to build. And that word stuck out, building, build, to establish, to cause, to continue, to construct, to edify, helping them to stand is what one of the Hebrew definitions was, resting upon, resting on. And the Lord gave him some gave Moses some detailed instructions, order, teaching the message, describing how something is to be done,
Amen.
To inform the mind, an impartation of knowledge. He gave him some commands, directives to lay charge. He in building and assembling this, Moses had to truly hear the voice of God. He couldn't miss one piece because this would have messed up what God was built, told him to build, the
Amen.
Tabernacle. And so he had to truly have an ear to hear God, to be in a place of obedience, to receive and humble himself and do it the way the Lord says do it. And so our aim is to see what Moses did in obedience to God's commands, to lay charge, his directive. Our principle is to understand the significance of obeying God and the way he responds, and the way he responds. The application is to live our lives so as to be a living tabernacle holy to the Lord. Detailed. A life of order.
Amen.
Helping the Lord is resting upon us and helping us to stand. And he's not just how do we relate to the tabernacle now? It's us. It's our bodies.
Yeah.
We are the tabernacle.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
So we see that in the last couple of chapters, we're coming to the end of this, to the exile and the beginning of the life of Israel as a nation, where we've seen them enslaved, they free. Now they're beginning their life as a nation. And so all of the parts and pieces of the tabernacle were assembled. And God gave Moses the command. He gave him the directive. He laid a charge upon Moses to erect this thing, to build the tabernacle. And when God gives us a directive to do something, we must follow it out step by step. It's just like when we order something from either if it's Amazon or if I order something from Pier One or wherever, there is instructions in that box that we must go step by step. And if we don't, you wonder why we got extra pieces and we got pieces of his leg leaning in a couple of weeks and crooked. It's because we don't follow out the thorough detail, the instructions.
Amen.
Glory to God.
How something is to be done. The information to the mind. The impartation of knowledge. Something we did not know, but now that impartation has taken place. We know. And so this is what happened with Moses as he began to prepare to assemble, and as he assembled the pieces and he began to put it together. The instructions included how the tabernacle was to be assembled, ordered, and arranged. So this thing was detailed. It was not just in order for God to put his approval on it. And you know, we've when we think of approval, we think of it only of just overcoming tests and trials. That's the only way that we gain God's approval. But in this, we see that it was in the detail, that it was in his hearing in order for God to put his stamp on it, to say that it was done in perfection. And we see that in later on in this chapter is how God puts his stamp on this thing. Many of our daily activities seem to have little spiritual value. I found myself this week asking myself, does God really get in the glory, Maggie? Every week he's like in everything, our daily activities.
Amen.
However, we should take care that we conduct every element of our day in a way that honors God, that he is glorified in everything that we do, our conversations, our actions, our reactions. And we learned that in the beginning how important our actions and our reactions are, that God gets the glory.
Amen.
It is the key to the success of the kingdom. It brings honor to him. It doesn't bring a reproach to him. So, in every element of our day, this will show reverence and respect for the Lord, and remind us that we are his representatives. We represent the kingdom,
yes,
to others in this world. I shared with someone, I said, we've gotten it twisted. We're trying to wait till we get to heaven to live like that. But we should be living kingdom to earth. That means we should be representing the kingdom in everything that we do.
Amen.
God should be getting the glory out of this. And we have to understand that applies to every portion of our lives. And so in the developing of the lesson, Moses sets up the tabernacle. Now we see he does it on the first month of the year and the first day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Are recorded as the day Moses started to build and erect the tabernacle. It was a very significant day in the history of Israel. All of God's instructions for man manufacturing the parts had been carried out with detail, careful precision, and excellence. Meticulously. And when I looked that word up, that word is really, really deep. Detailed, perfection, without flaw. Diligence. Carefulness. Without fuss. White glove. I remember working in the hotels, we would blacklight the rooms. You go in with a white glove because you want to make sure that everything is done in perfection. And so this is what Moses was doing. He had to make sure every piece was accurate. He had to make sure every piece was in its proper place. It could not be careless. It could not be sloppy. Because we're talking about glorifying Yahweh.
Amen.
That God brings everything into existence. He brings into existence whatever exists. He is. So he had to make sure that this thing, every part was right. The finest materials were available, used by the best craftsmen to make a beautiful and functioning tabernacle. in everything. When we go before him corporately in prayer, it should be detailed. When we go before him in Bible study, in Sunday school, and we know we have to come before the people of God, it should be white glove. We should be carefully, diligently handling the things of God. Not just sloppily throwing things together. But understanding that it must bring glory to the kingdom. So in the course of the wilderness wanderings on the way to the promised land, it would be set up, taken down, and moved many times. So you cannot, it's just like getting that table from Pier 1 or Amazon. You cannot miss that important part because you want to take it down, put it up, take it down. And if you did not do it with detail in perfection, it would fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apply that to us now.
Amen.
Spending that time with him. Getting in his presence so he can build us and he can strengthen us and pour into detail. He can impart his wisdom, his knowledge, the instruction to help us to stand so that we can rest upon him, so that we don't fall apart in our walk. Because we're the tabernacle now. We're the tent. We're what Moses was building. We are this. And so it requires some things. Not to just not to take it into consideration and just throw it together. So Moses fills and assembles the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was the most significant item in the tabernacle. It was a wooden box overlaid with gold.
Amen.
The cover had on it the figure of two cherubs and the mercy seat, where the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the atonement once a year.
Amen.
This symbolized entering the very presence of God with the means of atonement for sin. Inside the ark were the tablets of stone containing the Ten Commandments. All this stuff that Moses was building and hearing from God and constructing, all of this stuff is in this wooden box. The detail, the instruction that he was hearing from God, it had to be put in a box and so that the people would know the value of it. Inside the ark were the tablets of the stone containing the Ten Commandments God gave to Moses, the golden pot of manna, and Aaron's rod that budded. These were the physical manifestations of miracles God had performed for his people that they were carrying, that was in this box. So Moses completes the tabernacle. When we approach God, we start with ourselves, our need for cleansing, not going before him any kind of way. It has to be a purification process. Our need for God. Moses started with the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant and moved outward to the tent of the congregation. A person could bring his offering to the tent door of the congregation. When it was accepted, he would move inward to the area of the atonement of the sacrifice. God shows his presence with Israel. It, it, It must have been an awesome sight to look toward the tabernacle and see the cloud by day and the fire by night.
Amen.
These were visible signs that the presence of God was with them. They were in the presence of God. Throughout this whole, throughout the last couple of lessons, they had experienced being in the presence of God.
Amen.
Many people and many well-meaning and sincere people have tried to do God's work their own way.
Yes, amen.
And have tried to put God's blessing and approval on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one thing that Moses was missing in after he did everything. Moses had done everything correct. Every detail was every bolt, every screw, the Allen wrench was used. He wasn't missing this. He wasn't missing that. But there was one thing that Moses could not build. Moses could not assemble. He could not provide. And
yes.
That was the glory of God.
Amen.
Yes.
And the only way it could be done was that Yahweh, the one that makes, which has been made, come to into existence. His glory was divine. It was a seal of approval on what Moses had assembled and built. If we obey his will and seek to honor his name, he will come and bless and put that stamp on it. An approval. Man couldn't do it. Moses didn't have the power to do it. He didn't have, he couldn't, he was obedient and he obeyed the voice of God, but he could not do it. It was the presence of God. It was the glory of God that had to finalize what he had built. And he couldn't do it. Because he knew that this was going to be used to glorify God. And it had to have that seal on it. This week I had to make someone a seal, a physical seal for their clergy attire. And so as I was sitting in, the person just asked me to just make it, and I was praying, and I was asking the Lord, Lord, this is serious. This is, like, I don't know if they understand the significance of this. And so I briefly looked over the lesson, and I saw how Moses crafted and the detail of this thing. And as I was sitting to my computer, I mean, I was up until one night until about 3 o'clock because I really had to hear God's voice on what to what piece to put here, what piece to put there. And it took time for me to do that. It took me being quiet to do that. It took me to being in the presence of God to do that. Because it was just not me just throwing, they wanted me to just put something together, but we're talking about the things of the kingdom. The things that bring our Father glory. So I know how Moses felt. They wanted it on this day, but I had to hear from God. Because in everything, he should be getting glory from out of this. His name should be reverenced out of this. So I understood that Moses just could not just throw anything together. And that thing was, it weighed on me so heavy this week. Because I wanted God to put his approval on it. Not man, but I'm talking about God.
Amen.
In what ways was the preparation for the building of the tabernacle a community project? In what way did you see that it was just not a one-man show? That it was a community event.
Amen.
Amen. In what ways did you see it?
That he had everybody to help do it, but he still gave the approval. He went after they did everything, he thanked them, but he still checked to make sure everything was good.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the fact that they were all on one accord. Everybody knew their place. Everybody knew their place. And everybody went about to do the work that they were called to do.
Yes. And that's just like us as the body. We all have a specific assignment. We all have specific instructions that we must follow out in Cornerstone. And Apostle being the shepherd, she got to go back and she got to black light this thing. She got to white glove this thing. She
Amen.
Just can't just, she has to make sure every detail as it's being constructed, that it is going to edify him, that it's going to bring glory to the kingdom. There may be something I miss. It's many times when I've done a flyer and she said, daughter, go back. I don't miss the letter and a word. So now I'm in a position where before I send it to her, I'm blacklighting it. I'm white gloving it because It's not about her getting the glory, but we're talking about our Father, God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And us all being on one accord when it goes out. We are all sharing and spreading the word and sharing the word. We're all doing our part. Because we all are community in this. It's not just Asia's assignment or Maggie's assignment or Rosalind or Marie's. It's a community.
Yeah.
And I know as I just can imagine how God felt to see them working on one accord.
Amen.
Now, you're talking about in the beginning, they were complaining and whining. But now they're working on one accord.
Amen.
Praise God.
What did the cloud show?
The cloud was kind of like the glory over them, his presence.
Amen.
Yeah, that the presence of God was with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
And so now we don't have a tabernacle, and we don't have the box and the Ark of the Covenant and all of this stuff. But when we get in the presence of God, and we see and we feel His glory, we feel it. We feel His presence. His manifested presence, we can feel it.
Yeah.
I literally, this morning, I was in so much pain, and it's because I've been trying to just stretch and work out, and I was like, Lord, what is it? Now, I wasn't having no pain, and what is it? And that word, I could feel my bones, like, just being in the presence of God and hearing the word of God ministering to me. And usually I come and I'm when because I want to know that I'm still in God's house. So I usually sit to my desk in my office and at my computer desk. But I was hurting so bad. I was just laying, and I could feel my bones just in His presence. So there is so much weight in the presence of God. That thing is so heavy. It's so much strength and so much healing and deliverance and the abundance of being in the that being in all of that glory. The great abundance was one of the definitions of glory, of His presence. We may not physically see Him, but to feel it, His manifested presence.
Yeah.
I shared about how Gavin, when he was little, he used to run inches, but when he would get in the presence of God, that thing would have him slain out. He would sleep. He wouldn't even know he would be asleep. Because the presence of God was, his presence was so powerful and that even the children could feel it. So that cloud, when the Lord puts the seal, it says, then the cloud, I'm going to read it from, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of God, of the Lord, filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting. Because the cloud had settled on it. It was resting on it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And in all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out. They didn't move.
Amen.
And that presence of the Lord would be, I couldn't, after we got off of prayer today, I just had to lay there. And I was trying to raise my body up. I was, my natural strength was trying to raise it up, but the weight was so heavy I couldn't even come up. They didn't move. Until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night.
Amen.
In the sight of all the Israels during all of their travels.
But Prophet Maggie, do the peoples know, do the saints of God know now that was back then in the Old Testament? Because now the Spirit dwells in us.
Yes.
You know, and I read Corinthians. It's in Corinthians. I'm not pronouncing it.
Yes,
6:19.
Ma'am.
And it tells you about the Holy Spirit, how it dwells in us now, because we're under the law. So I wonder if, you know, when they read the lesson, do they know that?
Amen. Amen. And we are the tabernacle.
We are the tabernacle.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And Jesus is the mercy seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I struggled with that when I read the lesson. Yeah. If you heard my testimony this morning, I struggled a little bit with that. But God gave it to me. Only he did it.
Yes. And I'm like you, Mother Roberts. I have never really, and because of my certain things, it's really hard for me to comprehend. I'm gonna speak for me. And I always thought this was so hard to comprehend it. But when the Lord showed me this thing this week, I was in awe. It is us. And he's resting upon, he's resting in us. He's living inside of us.
Oh, yes.
And we're carrying him around.
Amen. Glory to God.
And Jesus entered the heavenlies to take up his rightful position as Lord of all.
Amen.
When I really got the understanding of this thing, how it relates to us now.
Amen.
Not to make this all about me, but when it was weighing on me so heavy this week, I said, Lord, in everything I do, I just want you to be glorified in everything that I do. I want to be so detailed about it. And
oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God.
And my kids called, you know, for so long I called it OCD. But God showed me this week. That is just detail. I'm downloading and I'm showing you that I'm imparting my knowledge and my excellence and my craft inside of you. How this thing is a process of how you must be careful with the things of God, the people of God.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was 11 o'clock at night, and I remember something the apostle said. I said, Lord, I went to repenting, and I went to sending that text out. The detail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the Lord showed me it, being careful and respectful for him. Will cause that to, when you encounter the men and women of God, the leadership, you are the same way. When you are on your job, even though they may not be saved like you save, they may not be walking like you walk, but you are careful because you are representing the kingdom.
Amen.
In every little detail.
Yes.
Every detail, yes.
Every detail.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's what I saw, too. And I just was floored with, you know, when I was studying this, I was like, God, everything had to be important. Everything was detailed. And think of, when I thought about, that's the same way he wants our life daily, because he lives in us. We are the tabernacle. We have to be careful of what we do, what we say, where we go, what we see, what we hear.
Amen.
How we do things, like you say, even our reactions to somebody else of what they might have said to us that wasn't good, the cutting in front of us of the car. What is your reaction? Your reaction should glorify God. Everything we do should be allowing the tabernacle of God, his presence, to be magnified that others can see it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I received an email at work. When I got the email, boy, my heart, I'm going to tell you, my heart dropped it dropped under my foot because I had a moment one day at work with a customer, with a patient, and I really thought it was that, but I repented after that. My supervisor, she messaged me. One of my supervisors, she messaged me and she said, "We're watching you." because it's a promotion getting ready to come up. And he said, I want to give you heads up. And I told her, I said, I own it. I said, I fell short today. And she said, what I like about you, Maggie, is you owned it, you took it. I said, but it had nothing to do with the job. God had already dealt with me because my attitude was not right. And so when I got this email this week, I really was thinking it was about that call. And so as I read through the email, I said, oh, my goodness, these people are really watching. We had our centennial for the company where they reviewed calls, and they picked one of they picked several of Maggie's calls. Mm-hmm. And the vice president sent me an email saying, we appreciate you holding your composure and showing empathy.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And the Lord began to deal with me even before I saw the lesson. He's been dealing with me about being detailed and being careful in my planning and my preparation. And when I research things, everything must be detailed.
Yes.
And I was not dealing with people like my sister, Pastor Cassandra, and Apostle. They are very detailed. You just can't just bring them anything thrown together because, man, you're going to feel like you need to get this, go back to the drawing board. And so God has really been showing me I shouldn't have to go back to the drawing board if I'm in his presence and in my planning, he's giving me the instruction. And if he's imparting this knowledge inside of me, I got to be listening and I got to be receptive to hear it and apply it to my daily life and walk it out, talk it out.
Hallelujah.
Because it reflects in every aspect of our lives, the detail.
Glory to God.
The planning. Moses just didn't run out with ambition and he had something, but he had to hear from God. He had to trust the voice. He had to submit and surrender to what the Lord in those instructions.
Amen.
That's love.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And so it is vital. It is vital that we are listening. It is essential. You know, we think about the mask and the gloves and the sanitizer. That's not essential, but the hearing and obeying and listening and surrendering and living out this word.
Yes, amen.
It's essential. Yes. We are in a crucial time. We don't know who is watching.
Amen.
Who is looking. The Lord let me know that, Maggie. I covered you in that other mess, but just don't let this go on any longer. Have your attitude together, your actions and your reactions. You can't have the final say. I was laughing at the apostle when she told about her in the nail salon. But she had to, because she was coming in the name of God, the name of Jesus. Yeah. To bring that, she had to get it right. The Lord had to deal with her, and it's the same way. The Lord dealt with me. If I could have called that man back that day, I was mean to him on that phone. God, I said, Lord, let him know I apologize. I went to repenting. I had to take a 15-minute break. I went to repenting and crying. I said, Lord, this is not how you declare. This is not how you design. This is not how we represent the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus.
Now imagine all that craftsmanship that Moses and those they put in that, and when they opened it up, it was rotten stuff and trashy stuff and things just all out of order.
Yeah.
My God, my God.
Jesus.
It's important. I really try hard, everybody, not to become so emotional. But this thing is so serious.
Yes,
what
amen.
Amen.
That's all right.
It's so serious. Like, it's, yeah, the accolades at work are good, but I represent God. And so me and my, this week I was able to name my manager my mentor because I see the man of God he is. And I told him, I said, you hold your, he said, Maggie, it's much prayer. It's much fasting. He said, I have to lay before the Lord. He said, I take none of God's glory. And when I was praying for the job, that was one of the things me and Apostle were praying for, that God send me a leader on the job that was Holy Ghost filled. So that I'm walking behind my leader on my job, just like I do with my leader at church.
Thank you.
We got to represent the kingdom right.
Yes, amen.
It's vital.
Amen.
We saw that it brought them together in unity.
Yes.
And God got the glory. His glory. He put that stamp on it.
Amen.
Oh.
Glory to God.
He put the seal of approval on it.
Yeah.
It was accepted by God because he rested on it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So in our practical points, it says biblical obedience requires full commitment to whatever God commands.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be committed.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Faithful.
Yes.
We got to be.
Yeah.
It's just not a on and off thing. It's not just an on and off thing. We have to be loyal to him.
Thank you.
Our allegiance has to be to the Father. She said, there's no glory in my name in service today. She said, there's no healing or deliverance in my name.
Yes, amen.
And when we find ourselves being committed and loyal and faithful to the Father,
yeah,
it doesn't make it hard to be that way when leader with our leaders and with our parents and with each other. It don't make it hard to be that way.
Yes, Lord.
See, it makes it. We there's not a burden because I'm committed to the Father.
Amen.
I can serve my leader. I can serve the motherboard. I can serve the saints in the church.
Yes, amen.
Everything that God commands has a purpose. Mm. It's a reason behind everything.
Yes.
There's a meaning behind everything. It has significance behind it. It's not just pointless.
Amen.
There's grounds for behind everything that God speaks.
Amen.
There's a goal by he wants us to fulfill out the purpose of whatever he speaks. He wants us to follow it through.
Yes, yes.
in the service of God, the details do matter. It matters. Everything. Whether you clean the toilets at church, it matters.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I got free from that this week. I said, Lord, it ain't OCD. It's detail.
Amen. Yes,
praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My sister said, you can eat in my sister's bathroom. It's just that. No, that ain't OCD. I begin to blood block it. I said, it's the detail.
Yes, amen.
Because his plan, his purpose, his design, it's an excellent.
Yes, amen.
It's without flaw.
Mm.
And we don't have the power, the strength to do it. We need to. We got to rely upon Him to do it.
Amen.
God pleasing worship is always founded on purity and sacrifice. And when we begin to talk about worship last week, not many people talk about worship as far as our giving. Not many people. We, you know, we so used to just shouting and that, but no, it's in our service.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Daily living. Glory
and
to
our
God.
Daily living.
Mm.
That's
what we Glory. Do behind closed doors, we don't think the pastor yes. sees.
Glory to God.
God sees it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The scripture
it
says,
must be found.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Evangelist.
I was going to say, when you said that, the scripture came back to my mind, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And if you worship in spirit and truth, it don't matter if the pastor is there. It doesn't matter if anybody's there. You know God is there, and you're going to give him that worship at home, when you're by yourself, wherever you're at. It's all the glory goes to him. If you are a true worshiper, whether it's
Amen.
In your finances or whatever, Ooh. That's worship. True worship.
Yes.
Amen, beloved. This is why God says to make disciples. I remember I was teaching Bible study, and the Bible study was really good. You know, there was people that was coming from different places because they just wanted the revelation. But God stopped me in my track, and he said, make disciples. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And the message was very clear. Make those Amen. That are disciplined to live a life like Christ. So Amen. Sometimes people want to hear great revelation, but they don't want to put off restraint. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. They don't want to be disciplined to live a life like Christ and
yes.
to live it according to the detail. Amen.
Yes.
The specifications that is set forth in the Word. Like God is having prophets teach today. Praise God. Amen. You
yeah.
know, God is a detailed God. And then the Bible says that Moses did according to as the Lord said. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
And so sometimes your leader may not see you, but God does reveal. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God will reveal. Hallelujah. Amen. What's going on? It was Elijah that knew what was going on in the king's chambers, not just in the castle. But in the king's room, in his bedroom, Elijah
Amen.
Knew the things that were spoken. This is why we have to be mindful of what we speak. Amen. Praise God. Listen,
Amen.
The spiritual realm is being witness to you. Praise God. You open up your mouth. Amen. It is being carried. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so, beloved,
oh,
you
God.
Must be mindful. Amen. Praise God. There's things I remember when God had giving me this particular house, he told me, shut your mouth. Don't say nothing until you close. Amen. Praise God.
God.
And I moved
Amen.
In silence
Amen.
When I
Thank
tell you
Lord.
Because there was something working in the region against me. Amen. Praise God. And the enemy was raising up people. Amen. Praise God. To
Amen.
Stop me from receiving what God had for me. God said, shut your mouth. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Before you knew it, I was closing. Amen. I couldn't wait to be a witness of what God did after after the closing. Praise God.
Yeah.
Not only after the closing, after the deed was registered. Amen. With the county.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you can't have your keys right now. You got to wait until I said, here's the deed. I told my attorney, transfer over that paperwork now. Give up my keys. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God is a God of detail, beloved.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
we have to remember, amen, to do according to, listen, your leader can tell where you are based on your hearing God's voice and based on your ability to obey what it is that you heard. Amen. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Glory
and so the building of the tabernacle, amen, a prophet spoke about the glory. She spoke about the clouds, the fire. She spoke about all of that. But, beloved, I want you to know that once we come to know God, just as the tabernacle have, the outer court, the inner court, the holy place, and then the holies of holies, the most holy place, we can see our journey in relationship to our fellowship and where we worship. Amen. Praise God. Because
mm-hmm.
there was a time when I was in the outer court. Amen. Praise God. There was a time mm-hmm. when I could see myself where I was pressing in the inner court. Amen. Praise God. Listen, but before you can even get to that holy place, you got to watch. That sanctification okay. process is real. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. We cannot come before God any kind of way. Amen. Praise God. But some people just want to show up any kind of way, doing anything. I remember when God was first preparing me, he had to deal with me in the manner in which I understood. He said, just like when you go out on a date and you get that hair done and you do what you're supposed to, you look nice, you smell good, don't come in my presence without showering
Amen.
And being fully dressed. Amen. Praise God. And people would say, oh, it don't take all of that. It may not have taken all of that for you, but specifically the Holy
yeah.
Spirit moved me. Specifically,
yeah.
he told me not to come in his presence any kind of way, but I believe that that was part of his teaching and training. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
But do I see it in the building of the tabernacle, how the priests had to wash and clean themselves before they get to the holies of holies? I'm not
yeah.
talking about the holy place. I'm talking about behind the veil. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. We need an invitation to get behind that veil. Only
Amen.
The royal priesthood was able to go. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And beloved, believe it or not, the veil rented on that temple, but there is still a veil. Because if
oh.
you go to Hebrews will tell you that the veil is the flesh of Jesus. Praise God. The only reason why we have a limited access to the throne of grace is because we are in him.
Amen.
Read Hebrews. Hebrews
yeah.
will tell you that the flesh of Jesus Christ is the veil. Do everybody have access? The world don't have no access. They be not in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. They could talk about him. They could pray to him. But I know one thing. They ain't in the holy of holies. Praise God. Only the royal priesthood could be there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why he said, I made you a peculiar people, a royal priesthood.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
We have to take full advantage of all that God has given me or given us. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, mm-hmm. you have to know where you are in that tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise know
Glory
where you stand in that tabernacle. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, enter to my courts with praise mm-hmm. and my gates of thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we don't even know how to come into his presence. Singing song and praises unto him. He is Lord. Amen. Praise God. We just
yeah.
come and drag it any kind of way.
Spirit.
God said, praise. You paying attention to detail? Or we going to praise him.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a
Thanks.
Detail God. And he's concerned Glory about every aspect of your life. There is not a portion of your life that God is not detailed about. Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Glory
praise
God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I received a few messages this morning. Where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I go? And I began to pray to God concerning his conciseness in the ear of his people. Lord, open up the ear that they can hear. Amen. Praise God. I should not have to tell you as long as we're having service that you ought to be on our services. Amen. Listen, you can fellowship other places, but not if Cornerstone Deliverance Church is having service. Amen. Praise God. Or not if you did
Amen.
Not get a release. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. We want, listen, when God gives you a shepherd, I don't believe that we find shepherds. I don't believe that. I believe that God gives us a shepherd after our own, after his own heart. I believe that. I believe a shepherd is something that he gives you. Amen. Praise God. This undeniable identifying happening that says, this is my shepherd. Praise God. God will begin to do things between you and that shepherd that you can't get no place else, because God has made that shepherd your under shepherd. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. But you have to become Christ conscious, and you have to come to know what God is doing. Amen. I love the tabernacle. It's very important to study every aspect of the tabernacle. What could happen in different places of the tabernacle? Amen. Praise God. Even though God's presence is everywhere, it was something about his presence in the holies of holies.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Something about, listen, that's when you go from asking to seeking to knocking. When you get to knocking, listen, there was only a door at the holies of holies. Amen. Praise God. There was only a door there. That's why we got to grow in prayer. We have to go from asking to seeking his presence to knocking. Praise God. Amen. And so I truly enjoyed this study. I enjoyed everything that everybody shared. I enjoyed the revelation that God brought forth through the woman of God. Language is key. Language is a gateway. We got to be careful of the words that we allow people to speak, and even that we speak over ourselves. Like the woman of God said, no, this ain't OCD. She said it's detail. Praise God. And listen, ain't nothing wrong with cleaning in detail. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. Language is key. Amen. Praise God. That's why when Adam started speaking that he was naked, God said, who told you that? Huh? Language is key. Divine language is key. He said, who told you that? We will begin to speak like the world if that's all we spend in the most of our time. We have to be in the presence of God that he can even shift our dialect and our tongue and teach us to speak as one of the learned. Amen. Because God has been, his voice been walked with Adam in the cool of the day every day. And Adam, God said, there's no way you know you naked, because that terminology I did not give you. He said, have you eaten of the fruit of the tree? Amen. Of knowledge and good and evil. Have you eaten? Did you eat someplace else? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Have you eaten? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't come speaking to me no strange stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I want to know, where have you been eating? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Language is key. Language is a gateway. You can't reach people without speaking their language. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
so, to
God.
Beloved, just be mindful in this walk. God is doing something in our lives, and he is a detailed God. Amen. He's detailed. He knows what you need when you need a refreshing. He knows it all. Amen. Praise God. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's not going to leave us in lack. He gives good gifts to his children. Praise God. Amen. Really learn about the tabernacle. The tabernacle, to understand the different parts of it, the showbread. Amen. The washing center. Praise God. Amen. I remember when I first knew that God had given me that invitation to come to the holies of holies. Amen. There on that washboard where they will wash the sacrifice, I knew that I was a sacrifice. Praise God. I knew that my body was a living sacrifice. And all I could see at that moment was me being washed in the crucified blood. Amen. Praise God. Just washed and dipped on the washing board. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That was all I could envision. Amen. Praise God. Lord, wash me clean. Sanctify me from the inside out. Praise God. We need, and that sanctification process, beloved, is continuing. It is, that sanctification process don't stop until you put on glory. Amen. Praise. Amen. We are constantly being sanctified. Amen. I like to say that I'm not who I used to be now because I'm sanctified. Amen.
Yes.
But I could be sanctified even more than what I am now. If I continue on in this journey, I know it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sanctification process is not like I got filled with the Holy Ghost and now I'm sanctified. No. That sanctification process got to do with you being God conscious, Christ conscious. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. That water of the washing of the word. Amen. Praise God. Every day I rise, I need a new washing. Amen. Wash me, Lord. Not just with the crucified blood, but with the water of the washing of the word. Amen. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding, God. Amen. Praise God. This is why I love Sunday school. Amen. Sunday school, we can stay on the surface of something, or Sunday school, we could go a little deeper. Amen. And the revelation can be shared. Hallelujah. Amen. The vision of CSBC, amen. There is an anointing of acceleration here. There's no way you can stay a child for a long time. Amen. That's not the anointing here. We grow here. We maturate here. We mature here. We get equipped for the work of the ministry. We're being sent here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're being sent here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so I want to release the line back to the prophetess, our teacher for today. Amen. Praise God. My soul is rejoicing at the revelation. Amen.
Amen.
That is coming forth. Amen. Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Amen. Amen. Are there any other shares? Amen. That was awesome.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That's good. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. And the last practical point was in every generation, God directs his people. Amen.
Amen.
We just thank the Lord for the word of God. We thank the Lord for the shares. We thank the Lord for the revelation in his wisdom and his knowledge, the impartation, what he is downloading inside of us. And we just give him all the glory. Now, at this time, we are going to collect an offering for Sunday school. Amen.
Amen.
And we know how to give. If you do it monthly, like Mother Robert says, you do however the Lord leads you to do it. Just we're going to, if we was in a building, we would be collecting an offering.
Amen.
And prayer every time we cut them lights on. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord really dealt with me on that. And he dealt with me on that. Amen.
Amen.
Know that. Amen. And I thank him for his dealing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. And I just want to say to you that we may not be cutting lights on. Amen. Praise God. We may not have a physical electric bill. Praise God. But the church do have land. And we have to pay the taxes for that land. We have assessment fees for the land because the land is located in the gated community. Praise God. We have fees for the website. Amen. Praise God for the podcast. For there's different things that the church do for the church app. We have fees. Even though you download it for free, the church had to pay a fee to get the app started, and we pay a fee every month for the maintaining of it. Amen. Praise God. And so, we do have finances, amen, praise God, that must be taken care of, amen, for the church, amen, praise God. And so I want you all to be mindful. Sometimes the business, there is a spiritual aspect to the church, but then there is a business aspect too. Amen, praise God, amen. Mm-hmm. And just because God says give tithes and offering, and I'll see, we want to do it in obedience, amen, wherever we being fed and covered and kept, amen, praise God. We want to be able to do that in obedience, amen, praise God. I grew up in a place that wherever we ate, amen, we gave, amen, praise God. Wherever we was fed, we gave, amen. We didn't give our tithes to everyone, but we did give an offering. And this, in these last days, people will come and they'll eat and they won't give. Amen. They don't have no respect for the presence of God or the revelation that will come forth. I ain't never known or seen nothing like that. Amen. Before in my days, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
They'll come and they'll serve on the line and they won't give. Amen. And I grew up under an apostle. He would tell you. Amen. He would tell it out in the open. Don't think that every minister sitting in this pulpit is paying tithes. And he said, if you keep it up, I will expose you. If you keep it up, I will expose you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the exposing and the open rebuke is not to hurt anyone. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes people need to be openly rebuked. Amen. And sometimes Amen. That open rebuke will help to put the fear of the Lord in those that may not be there yet, that may be on their way there. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, it costs to do things. Amen. Praise God. Even when we have this, even when we have this service that we're going to have down in Georgia, this women's retreat, amen, praise God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, we want to be totally prepared, amen, for whatever portion of it that the daughter ministries and the mother church may have to come up with, amen, praise God. And so, beloved, amen. Just be mindful, amen, praise God. And sometimes people can't see past it being an electric bill or water bill or something like that. Sometimes they can't see past that. Amen? And so Amen. This is why giving has to be taught. Responsibilities have to be taught. Amen? Yes. If the church had nothing going on but the word, amen, you are still a gift. Amen? Why? Because the Bible says so. Because the Bible Amen. Says so. Amen? Praise God. What did Moses say? Moses did exactly according to how God has done what? Spoken it. And so we have Amen. To learn to move according to how God is speaking. When we move at God's word, that's when we become blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Agape love. I release it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord for the wisdom and the knowledge. Amen. We Amen. Thank the Lord and the direction and His instruction. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All right. If Mother Roberts, if you can bless the offering, and Evangelist, if you can release the line if there's nothing else. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this offering, God. Lord, I thank you for letting us be obedient to your word, God. Father, it's not about the pastor. It's not about the teacher, God. It's all about what you said, God. And I just want to thank you, God, for blessing everyone, even if they don't have it to give today. Maybe they'll have it the next day, Lord, but I want you to put it to their mind, God, for them to want to give in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Father, we thank you, O God, for the word, O God, for the Sunday school lesson, O God. God, we thank you, O God, for the wisdom which was imparted unto us, O God, that we know,
Lord.
God, that they were building a physical tabernacle, but now we are the tabernacle of God for you to dwell in us. And God, we thank you, O God, that you dwell in us now, O God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
As we see that you dwell in us, O God, because we receive you in our hearts, God, we would be detailed, O God, in every aspect of our life, O God, God, that we would be true worshipers of God, daily, O God, feeding on that word daily, the washing of the water of the word daily, O God,
Walking
in your strength and your authority, O God, that you've given us, O God, through Christ Jesus. God, we say thank you for it, O God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for it, O God. And we just ask that we will go forth and do the things that you called us to do this week, O God.
Yes.
That we would be faithful and detailed, O God, in everything that you're telling us to do. God, we thank you for it. We ask that you will continue to bless Prophetess Maggie, God, be with her, strengthen her, and keep her, God. Continue to pour into her, God, and keep pouring
thank
out
you.
To others, oh, God. God, we thank you for Apostle Asia, God, for her boldness and her authority, oh, God, in which she speaks,
Lord Jesus.
God, your word, oh, God. I pray that you would bless her and strengthen her and keep her,
thank
oh, God. Continue
pouring
into her wisdom, God, as she pours
yes.
it out to us, oh, God. God, that we would be detail-oriented people, oh, God, carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for it, oh, God. continue to bless her, and we appreciate her. This is a month of appreciation, God.
Yes, Lord. We
show our appreciation to her, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and all you're yet to do, God. We give you all glory, all praise, and all honor. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
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 Agape love.
Agape love.